Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Down to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Lether joins us when we come back right after this.
Here's an idea that will grow on you. The new greenhouse kit from Mueller. It's the easy, affordable way to nurture your flowers and plants all year long. And with four sizes to choose from, we can accommodate almost every gardening enthusiast out there. Thanks to the bolt-together design, it's very easy to assemble. Our sturdy galvanized steel frame and clear polycarbonate panels offer year-round protection from the elements, while a trim package comes in a variety of colors to complement your landscape. Don't let your hard work waste away while your plants are hard hit by unpredictable weather. Grow your own greenhouse today. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com to view our new greenhouse kits, as well as our do-it-yourself backyard kits and carports. Mueller has the ideal solution for the backyard storage you need, all in one affordable package. To speak with a sales representative at one of our 29 locations, give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-268-3553.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefler joins us now from Lefler Commodities. And Tom, let's take a look at our livestock futures as they finished yesterday. Kind of all over the place, really. The cattle futures, though, live feeder cattle futures ended up with a nice day yesterday.
Yes, they did, Dave. The second straight session that we saw our live cattle futures close mixed and our feeder cattle close positive. The feeders made a new high for the current move yesterday. The feeders had followed through buying from Friday's friendly placement number in the cattle on feed report and also helped from yesterday's lower grain futures prices, too. Now, choice box beef was up 82 cents yesterday. Select box is up $1.58 on a total movement of 123 loads. Cattle kill yesterday, 115,000 head cash feeder index was up 48 cents, and we saw the lean hogs closed negative yesterday. On the close, June cattle down 32 cents, August feeders up 60, and June lean hogs 55 lower.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Thomas, we look at these grain futures here this morning. The woes continue, particularly with those wheat futures.
Yes, unfortunately, that is correct, Dave. We did start the day higher yesterday for the wheat, corn, and soybeans, but then we turned negative and closed negative, large double-digit losses in the wheat futures. Now, after the markets closed, the weekly crop progress report showed that the winter wheat good excellent rating, hard to believe, stayed unchanged at 45% in the good excellent rating. Kansas is now at 30%. It improved by 1 point. Oklahoma at 36% was down 3 points, and Texas stayed unchanged at 56%. Now, Texas is now 4% harvested on its wheat crop. It is behind the five-year average of 12%. Now, corn planting nationwide is 92% complete. The corn emergence is at 74%. And the corn's first good excellent rating also came in at 74%. Soybean planting is 61% complete, and the emergence is at 32%, all ahead of the five-year average. Now, this morning, we are looking at more downside, once again led by the wheat futures. July KC wheat down 10 and a quarter. July corn down 2 cents. July soybeans are up 2.5. July cotton is trading 18 points higher. July crude oil down 12 cents. The June dollar index is 11 cents higher. And June Dow Jones futures now 25 points higher.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time this morning. Certainly do, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow, and we'll look forward to that as we always do. That's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Lefler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.